it won't be easy. I don't think, you know, most plants around Australia on small stock are either reducing on severely, you know, reduced numbers, or some are back to, you know, 3 days a week, particularly down south.
You were true to your word and said there'd only be a month closure, and it has indeed opened to the day. What's changed since a month ago?
Oh, look, it gave us, there was a rapid escalation in prices. You know, internationally, markets don't just sort of react as quick. It's given us an opportunity to, you know, as I said, to give the people a much earned break and do some work. But yeah, we've certainly been able to reset our programs and go back globally. Market conditions have changed. It does take sometimes a little while for those things to focus, you know, so it was very much a strategic decision, and you know, we're up and running today.
So what's the supply situation, particularly from Queensland?
Oh, look, I think it's incredibly difficult. I think it's well documented. Queensland itself has had some issues with drought. It's had issues with wild dogs. The flock in Queensland is much reduced. So, I mean, we dragged stock from as far south as Victoria at times, you know, to come up to Wallangarra. But, you know, we're a very flexible operation. So, you know, for a long time, there's been a lot more stock being sourced from the south than the north, you know, for a number of years, and I can't see that changing. But, you know, obviously we're hoping that the plant there is just another marketing option for the local people, and certainly people in Queensland and New South Wales, we hope that they would consider, you know, Wallangarra first before perhaps at times sending stock, you know, south, as long as we're competitive.
You've mentioned a tight supply. What else is driving prices?
There is pockets of strong demand, but it really is the main thing driving livestock prices is lack of supply. Because certainly I can tell you the international markets aren't out there at this stage, you know, demanding the product such that would give, you know, the current livestock prices. But it is really just a supply and demand question at the moment.
Darren Thomas, what's your view on prices in the longer term?
You have to say that livestock prices in general, whether it be beef and or sheep and lamb, would look relatively firm. I think, you know, there should be good even demand for product internationally, and both here on the domestic front as well. And I think people have got a, you know, very optimistic future. At the end of the day, that being said, we're all at the whim of what happens in seasons. We can have all the grand plans, but if we don't get rain, that puts an extra level of pressure on things that you know, can certainly change. But I think overall, I think prices are going to be strong in the near future.
What about ever-decreasing flock numbers in Australia? That's pretty well documented. And your company has a lot of infrastructure relating to small stock. Is that a concern for you?
Well, I guess if you look at us, if the sheep flock from the early 90s went from 180 or 70 million to rumoured 60, 70 million now, in that time we've grown our business, invested in the industry. So I think we've sort of showed that those sorts of terms, yes, while you need to be aware of it, it certainly hasn't deterred our investment. We've invested hundreds of millions of dollars into the small stock industry in Australia at a time when people have exited, gone broke, disappeared. So I think rather than talked about it, we've showed by our actions in the, you know, the investment in the industry. So, yep, it's going to be not difficult. People can be doomsdayers, but I guess, you know, it's something that we've invested a lot of money in and will continue to participate strongly.